Hi, everyone. Welcome to Movies with My Mother. I am Lexi.
And I'm Mom Lori.
And today we watched Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters.
It's from 1984. It was rated PG. It was 1 hour and 45 minutes long, and it was directed by Ivan Reitman.
Correct. Who I think is pretty interesting.
Yeah. On It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, Dennis had that wife for a minute, then she turned into a cat lady.
Yes.
That's his daughter.
Okay.
Catherine?
Catherine or
I think it's Catherine.
Catherine, because the other girl is not an actor.
Yeah. So that's who Catherine Reitman is. Dennis's cat lady wife on
Cool.
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Very
Maureen
cool.
Ponderosa.
Okay.
Was her name. It got a 95% on Rotten Tomatoes,
Nice.
71 on Metascore, which is pretty high. That's one of the highest we've seen.
It is.
And 7.8 out of 10 on IMDb, which I think is low.
Again, low.
Because this is just a fun movie to watch. It was fun when I was a kid. It's still fun.
Yes, there's nothing that's not good about it.
Right.
7 out of 10. Wow.
Yeah.
Wonder who they ask when they come out of the theater.
I don't, or is it just the people that like go into IMDb and is like, oh, I saw that movie. Click, click, click. Is that how they aggregate it? I don't know.
I don't know, but IMDb, you're crazy.
Yeah. I had a budget of about $30 million.
Oh, yeah, there was a lot of interesting money stuff, wasn't there? I'll find it. Yes. 30 mil, yes, 30 million, which seems pretty low to me.
For 1984?
Oh.
That's a
Oh, I didn't.
lot of money.
I keep not thinking about stuff like that. But some of the other movies were in the 100 millions.
Yeah.
Right. There were of the five Ghostbuster movies worldwide, that move the five Ghostbuster movies grossed 1,147,299,767
Wow.
for those five movies.
And that's taking into effect that the last three were made when movie price, ticket prices were, $20 a ticket.
Yep. Yeah.
So the first two were made, when you could go to the movies for $10 and take the whole family and have popcorn and drinks.
Correct. And it still made worldwide 296 million. Is
Yeah.
that what you have?
I got 296 and a half.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I always, I
those
never,
pennies.
yeah. Yeah. Pocket
Yeah.
change. That 1 billion number, I wrote the whole thing.
Dang, that's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money. But is it a lot of money for five movies? I don't know.
Don't
I think it is. I do. I think it is.
The basic plot of this movie is that after the members of a team of scientists lose their cushy positions at Columbia University, they set up shop as a unique ghost removal service in New York City. And all hell breaks loose.
Absolutely.
It's
New York did not know it was so haunted.
I have a cast of Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, Harold Ramis, Ernie Hudson, Sigourney Weaver, Rick Moranis, Annie Potts, William Atherton, David Margulies, and Alice Drummond. Those were the main faces you
Yes,
recognized.
those were the big stars.
Yeah.
Yeah, Reginald Bell Johnson was the cop.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Reginald Bell Johnson is just a cop in like everything.
He is. He just absolutely looks like a cop. So, yeah. Yeah, but to have the that many big stars, it's crazy to me.
Yeah.
That they only spent $30 million.
Well, they were probably really only paying Dan Aykroyd and Bill Murray. Maybe Sigourney Weaver a little bit, but
Yeah.
she had already made a name for herself.
Yeah, Annie Potts was, I think, a stage actress at that time. But yeah, so I loved it. I love this movie. It's fun to watch. It's mindless.
Yeah, this is one of those Justin movies. He was watching it just the other day.
Yes.
I took it. I turned on PlayStation to put the movie in, and Ghostbusters popped out, and I said, "Oh."
Was already in there. Have you seen any of the sequels? Any of the other parts of it?
We have part two. Obviously, we have part two, and that's great. And we saw the all female cast, and I hated it.
Okay.
But I haven't seen the one with the kids, the two with the kids.
Okay. Haven't seen any of them. But Dan Aykroyd really wrote this only as a one movie. It was a complete movie. So, how did it go? But the whole Ghostbusters franchise exploded.
Oh yeah.
It's worth a bajillion dollars, I think.
Yeah, it spawned a real popular Saturday morning cartoon. I remember watching the cartoons.
Yes, five movies, five animated things, three video games, and now they're doing reboot stuff. And I learned since nobody died of importance this week,
Oh, okay.
other than, half of my family,
Jesus.
Halloween Horror Nights at Universal Studios will be opening in Ivan's Deli and Food Stand, an ectoplasmic taste of New York.
Huh?
So there's a little news that
That's fun.
even more ectoplasmic stuff is coming.
That's cool. I'm sure Blythe and Aaron are going to go to that
I'm sure.
because they love those Halloween Horror Nights.
She's the one that gave me the tip.
Of course.
And there's one other thing, but I didn't write it down, and she told me that there was something else Ghostbuster related. But yeah, I mean, huge. It literally is a franchise, not to mention all the licensed action figures,
Oh yeah.
books,
Sure.
comics, video games, TV, theme park stuff, different attractions, lots of stuff.
Oh, the amount of t-shirts I saw looking for something to wear for our TikTok, the amount of just Ghostbuster t-shirts I found was just crazy.
Yeah.
I'm wearing a Ghostbuster t-shirt right now.
I know. It's cool.
Yeah. Who are you gonna call?
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Okay.
Oh, Ghostbusters.
I had read, and I didn't write it down, but Ray Parker Jr., when he was making that song, he didn't have anybody, he didn't like have a crowd of people to do the Ghostbusters part.
Yeah.
So it was just like his girlfriend and a couple friends and just like a couple random people they could just string together to do the
They could
Ghostbusters.
shout out Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Cool. I
And
have a
that
little bit about Ray Parker.
that was like the rough cut of the song.
When you listen to it, it kind of sounds like that. Just people saying it.
Yeah.
So cool. He could have got me. I would have done it. But yeah, it's fun, and it's turned into, considering it's thought to be a one shot movie, it has really grown. And Ghostbusters is still popular today. After all this time, it's
Well, yeah,
still very
I
popular.
think incorporating children into the last couple movies has made it cool for like the The kids, our kids, the people my age as children who are coming into, oh, have you ever heard of this movie called Ghostbusters? Yes, I have. I had a girl ask me, like, have you ever heard the song? And it was The Bad Touch by the Bloodhound Gang. I said, oh.
Okay.
I said I was there when it was on the radio the first time it came out.
You heard that from me a million times. I heard that on the radio the first time around.
So this is now for, the Stranger Things kids, the kids that are
Yeah.
getting into, that comedy horror stuff that's popular again.
Right.
And, this whole new generation of fans. And I think that's why Ghostbusters is still big. We have gone to a couple of more localized comic book conventions, and somebody with an Ecto-1 and like a local Ghostbusters troop is always there. They're
Really?
always camped out. Ecto-1 is always there. It's still in the zeitgeist.
Nice. But I mean, and that's because it's a movie that you can watch that if your kids come in, there's nothing in there that will, go to the other room, It's just a fun movie.
There's a little tiny bit of language, a little tiny, like they say
Oh, come
shit a couple
on.
times.
You've heard the language that's out there. You
Yeah,
can't go to the grocery store without hearing some mom shouting the F word at their little children.
right. So, aside from a couple of shits, there's nothing. The skit, the Gozer stuff at the end is a little scary, but it's not real, so.
No. And is it now, is it as scary as it was, or is it just scary because you have this surround sound system and the whole house was vibrating and the poor cat was going berserk? Is that why it's so frightening? But it was cool with all that surround sound.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like in the theater. It's just like in the theater here in Alexis's living room. So, we get the whole treatment.
Yeah, Dad set us up with surround sound, and we have not looked back.
No. I think the next size TV up would be better.
Oh, Christ, I think the next size TV up is just a projector. We just pack a sheet to the wall and play a projector on it.
Right. Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. Never mind
I
then.
don't know if they make bigger TVs.
You're not the only one that has a TV like that.
No,
I'm
I.
sure some of the people that are listening to us right now have TVs just like
One of
this.
my bosses was like, had was talking about when they had moved up here, and she was starting to bring in her paychecks. And one of the first things they bought was a big TV. I said, oh, what size is it? It's 85 inches. And I was just like, mine's 86.
So it's theater like in here.
Yeah, this TV takes up a whole goddamn wall.
Yeah, but it's always a beautiful picture.
Yeah.
Even this commercial that's running here right now is very sharp and clear and beautiful.
Yeah.
So, it's fine.
Yeah.
But I like to rag on the TV.
The TV's awesome. I don't care what you say.
I know. I know. And you know what? You gave me that old TV, and I would never go back to us. I didn't want that bigger TV, remember?
I remember.
And I was fine with the little TV I had, but I would never, never
You can't go
go
back.
back to a smaller TV. Oh no, not no. And it's just me and the cat watching it. So no, I would.
We have the same size TV in our bedroom that you have in your living room, and I feel like the TV in our bedroom is a little small.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Okay, we're crazy. That's all right. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
All right. What else? What else do you got?
I got trivia. You want to do trivia?
Or we could, or do you want to talk about the director first?
We can talk about Ivan Reitman. I wrote down that he got a start in Broadway. And some of the rigging shots that they used, like the suspension shots where Dana is floating, she's rigged up there using a trick he learned on Broadway.
Okay. I think this guy was everywhere.
Okay.
And he's done lots of stuff. He passed in 2022.
Yeah.
He directed just a couple of names movies you might have heard about. Meatballs, Twins, Stripes, Kindergarten Cop, Junior. So that leads me to mentioning that Arnold Schwarzenegger's only 6 foot two.
Because he was in Twins and Kindergarten Cop and
And he produced Animal House, Space Jams, whole bunch of big stuff that
Wow, okay.
everybody knows about. He credits Animal House in 1978 with his big break at in directing and producing comedies. In the 90s, he did less directing and worked more with production, and he and partners started the Northern Lights production company,
Okay.
also new production company in Montecito. No. New production, Montecito Pictures.
Okay.
He also, that was with, oh golly, I didn't write it down, one of the heads of a studio. So I thought,
Oh, okay.
that's some of that new way of letting the directors run the pictures rather than the studios running the pictures.
Okay.
Through the 2000s, he did a lot of stuff, mostly in production. Stuff like I Love You, Man, Up in the Air, Chloe. And then he went into documentaries and biographies,
Oh.
which I thought cool. I mean, he did a lot of stuff, but then also he had lots of stuff that was he wanted to do that didn't get made. Like he signed on for the Batman, and he wanted Bill Murray to be the Batman. I can't see it,
Oh.
but he wanted Bill Murray, David Niven as Alfred, William Holden as the Commissioner, and David Bowie as the Joker. I don't see any
Wow.
of that being right. Do you?
If David Bowie had to be a Batman villain, he'd be the Riddler.
Yes.
Because he's that Frank Gorshin
Yes, I see
live.
that.
You
I
know what I
see that.
mean?
Yep. But David Niven and William Holden, the older guys, died. So they kind of he kind of shelved that. Didn't they make a movie, The
Called the
Batman?
Batman. Yeah, the it's starring Robert Pattinson. We went and saw it in the theater, and that had the Riddler in it, but the Riddler, I don't know, was just like this like internet dork. It was just
It just wasn't right.
It just wasn't right to me. The whole thing was, and it was like fucking 3 hours long.
Oh my God.
It's just one of those arduous movies to watch. Justin has watched it 15 times since it came on streaming. He thought it was great, but I just sat in the theater like, oh my, is
Oh,
this ever going
die.
to end? I wondered if that movie was ever going to end.
Oh gosh. That's a oh, that's horrible.
Yeah.
But he also had also wanted to do the Invisible Man, the Creature of the Black Lagoon. He had Wonder Woman, but none of that was ever made.
Really?
Yeah, and he was even he and his whole group was in line to do Harry Potter, Sorcerer's Stone. But
Really?
he didn't he did not do that. Someone else did. But I mean, that's lots of movies. And he also was reported to be working on a Pink Panther, a sequel to Twins, which was called Triplets, and more Ghostbuster stuff.
Wow.
So this guy was a
Busy
go-getter.
till the end, huh?
Yeah. And just amazing stuff that he was involved with. He was born in Czechoslovakia to Jewish parents.
Wow, okay.
They emigrated to Canada when he was 4. He married in 1976 and stayed married to that same woman all the, through the years. They had the two daughters and a son. The one daughter is a nurse. Remember, I told you I
Oh,
knew
that
there
she
was.
wasn't an actor.
Yeah, she was not an actress. She's a nurse. And their son is he some of the people that had money in some of these projects wanted him to finish the movies that his dad had started. I believe his name was Jason Reitman. Does that sound right?
That sounds familiar.
Another thing I didn't write down. I'm crazy. In 2009, he was inducted into the Officers of the Order of Canada.
Oh, okay.
2012, he re received Queen Elizabeth II's Diamond Jubilee Medal, and he died in his sleep at 75 years old in 2022.
God, we should all be so
Oh
lucky.
my gosh, yes. So yeah, that's what I know about him. So
Well, that's pretty cool.
yeah.
God, you know what's so funny is that when I was kind of scrambling to find something to watch this week, the first thing at the top of my list was Tim Burton's Batman.
Oh, I've never seen that.
Really? We just watched it again recently. It holds up. It's
Yeah.
pretty good.
Oh, I believe that would be quite visually stimulating. I mean,
It was.
any other Tim Burton movie I've ever seen has always been pretty interesting.
Yeah, Michael Keaton as Batman, Jack Nicholson as the Joker,
Boo.
Kim Basinger as the femme fatale.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Yeah, it's real cool. That was at the top of my list. You want to do that next?
Okay.
All right, we just
Oh,
decided.
hot dogs. I'll have to get a pen and write that down.
We're ahead of the game, kids.
Yeah. Everybody listening just fell over in a dead faint. Like, what, huh? Planning ahead is not our strong
It's
suit.
not, we don't do that.
No, no, no. So, oh well.
But that was at the top of my list. And the only reason Ghostbusters came in my mind is because I don't know, a couple weeks ago I had put an order in on Etsy for Ghostbuster style name patches for mom and I, and they were scheduled to be delivered this week. And I said, oh, well, we have to watch Ghostbusters.
Absolutely. Watch our TikTok. You can see them. They are really cool.
Yeah, they're from Hungry Bear Designs on Etsy
Yep.
out of Cookeville, Tennessee. They were exactly what we needed.
Yes.
They fit on the little shirts that we bought to go to be our There were more safari shirts, but they'll work.
Yeah,
They
yes,
play the role.
because you know we really didn't need to be jumping into jumpsuits, and you know nobody
Also,
sees our bottom part, so
do you know how expensive a goddamn jumpsuit is?
I looked after we talked about it, and
And did you know I was hard pressed to find anything after a 2X?
right,
I need some room.
absolutely. Me too.
2X is a cat suit.
2X would not even button around me. You've seen us. We're big girls, and that's okay. But yeah, so we did the next best thing, and I think they looked perfect.
Yeah, I think they
They
look pretty cool.
had the exact right look. They were a good color. Our name badges fit on perfectly.
Perfect.
I loved it. It was great.
Yeah. Speaking of things we did for today, we had a theme meal of Chinese.
Yes.
I made a nice little stir fry, and I made lo mein noodles for mom, and I made rice for me, and
All delicious.
very good. I bought pre-cut vegetables because I'm lazy as shit.
Nope, and I'm okay with that.
Oh, so much easier in my life.
You know, you can buy frozen bags of frozen
Yeah, but sometimes
sometimes.
they come with rice, and I don't
Right.
want to have to pick the rice out of
And
that.
sometimes they're cut up really small.
Well, I like that.
Oh, okay. All right then.
I'm a little kid. I like, small pieces.
Well, it was delicious. It was very pretty
Yeah.
and delicious.
And for our TikTok, I drew a Slimer.
Yes. And
So go watch it and tell me how my drawing is, because I need a pat on the head.
Slimer was kind of a tribute to John Belushi.
Yes.
It was kind of a his face ish.
Yeah.
I thought
The
that.
way he was gorging in Animal House and when they're in the cafeteria scene,
Yes.
that's what Dan Aykroyd was thinking of when Slimer came to be.
Yep. So I thought that was kind of nice because he wanted to have he originally Belushi was supposed to be the Bill Murray part.
Dr. Peter Venkman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
I read that Harold Ramis had only intended to write the film, and he only had decided to play Dr. Egon Spengler after he felt that he was the best person for the role. And some of the people for the role that were considered were Christopher Walken,
Okay.
John Lithgow,
Oh, okay.
Christopher Lloyd,
Okay.
and Jeff Goldblum.
I think any one of those could have been that part.
I'm trying to think. Christopher Walken had been too old at that point.
Yes, but some of the teachers in the universities are pretty old.
Yeah, I guess.
But I could see him playing that part.
Yeah, because Christopher Walken, when you put him in a comedy, he is so funny.
Yep. But I could see all of those men playing the academic.
Yeah. And
Absolutely.
I didn't write down really any for any of the other men other than Bill Murray's character for, John Belushi. The only other, oh, here it is. Michael Keaton, we just talked about him playing Batman,
Yes.
had turned down the roles of both Venkman and Spengler.
I can't see him doing that.
No, I think, but he's got comedy chops. He did like Mr. Mom and all that stuff, so.
Yeah, but I can't see him
But
as
he's got a
the
serious
academic.
face. But he's got a serious face.
He does. I don't know. I don't know. I'm glad he turned it down.
Yeah. And John Candy turned down the role of Lewis Tully because the ideas that he had brought for the character were rejected.
I get that, but that's too bad, you know. I get, you know what though? I think when a writer writes a story, he has people in mind, particular people in mind that are acting in a particular way,
Right.
you know, and I think that it's hard for them to then try to substitute some other face and personality into it.
Well, I think it's kind of, yeah, I want John Candy to play this role, but I don't want him to deviate too far from what I pictured this character to be.
Right.
And sometimes that doesn't, that creative streak doesn't work both ways.
Or with other people,
Right.
correct. Correct.
Another pass on this was the Winston character was meant to have joined the team much earlier and would have been slimed at the hotel. But Eddie Murphy had passed on the role, and the script was rewritten to add Winston halfway through the film. Yeah.
Oh, I could see Eddie Murphy in that part too.
But I think Eddie Murphy kind of would have taken up all the space in the room,
Oh,
you know, because Eddie
yes.
Murphy is Eddie Murphy. And at
Yes.
that point in time, he was Eddie Murphy.
That would be the same thing for John Candy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And while we're talking about Winston, I do want to point out that there is a little underlying racism that I don't know if it was intentional or what, but you notice that the three white guys are decorated scientists and the black guy is like a transit worker.
Oh, now that you point it out, of course.
And what I hated, what I really hated about the remake was that with the women, first of all, I hate Kristen Wiig. I don't know why people find her funny, 'cause her face just annoys me.
Yeah, and I don't like her voice at all.
I don't find her funny.
No,
Like just her walking on screen, I'm just like, oh, she's in this.
Oh.
But again, the three white women were highly skilled, well-educated women. The black lady was an MTA worker.
Oh dear.
So
Okay.
they had an opportunity to make Leslie Jones an equal, and they didn't. And I think that was a big missed opportunity in the remake. One of the white women could have been an average everyday New Yorker, and it would have been fine. It would have been just as fine, funny as if Leslie Jones had been a scientist and, Kristen Wiig had been the everyman. It would,
Okay.
it wouldn't have changed the dynamic at all, but they still had to go with that, and I hate that for this movie.
I didn't even notice it, but you are, now that you're pointing it out. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why couldn't Winston Zeddemore be an educated man?
Right.
There were educated black men
Oh,
in the
absolutely. In the
80s.
80s? Absolutely. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
I wonder if it was just a part that was written as a non-academic person.
Then why'd they want a black actor for it?
I don't know. I don't know. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's something to think about.
It is. It
That's
is.
something that, as I've gotten older and as I, understand life a little bit more, that's stuff that like kind of bothers me.
Sticks in your mind. That's the stuff that sticks in your mind.
Because it's just, I don't know if they were trying to say something with that or what exactly, but that's how it comes off. And we should be talking about that, because that's racist.
Okay. Interesting.
A lot of the scenes were filmed not as scripted. Most of the scenes had at least one ad lib, and most of Bill Murray's dialogue is ad libbed.
I wonder, okay. Well, these are all, well, these are not all. Just those two guys came out of Saturday Night Live. Rick Moranis.
No.
You know, he's a comedian.
Wasn't he on SCTV?
Yes, I believe so.
The Canadian SNL?
Right.
yeah. So, I'm sure they're all comedians, so I'm sure they've all, done stand up and a little improv here and there.
Huh.
Don't know. I think you just kind of have to do that stuff to climb the ladder.
And definitely Bill Murray played Bill Murray.
Bill Murray, that's the only thing that infuriates me about Bill Murray is that in every movie he's Bill
He's
Murray,
plays
and
Bill Murray. Yeah.
it kind of takes you out of the character because like there is no character, it's just Bill Murray.
Right. I've noticed that because we've watched him in another movie and Rushmore, and he was Bill Murray. You know, and in this movie, he's Bill Murray.
Yeah, and we just watched Zombieland recently, and literally he plays Bill Murray. He plays Bill Murray as Bill Murray. That's his character is supposed to be himself.
Okay.
When Lewis Tully is mingling with his house party guests, the scene is one continuous shot and it's almost entirely improvised. Where
Oh,
he's talking about the room temperature brie and the 24.95 a pound salmon from Nova Scotia.
yeah. Oh, wow.
In the middle of the film, in the middle of the film's initial release, Ivan Reitman ran a trailer that was basically just the Ghostbusters commercial from the movie, where they replaced the 555 Ghostbusters number
Yes.
with a 1-800 number that regular people could call. And when you called, you got a recording of Bill Murray and Dan Aykroyd saying that they were out catching ghosts at the moment. And those lines got about 1,000 calls an hour, 24 hours a day for several weeks.
Oh my gosh. That's crazy. That's crazy. We're talking about that this weekend too, that was the thing, that people called and got that message. So I thought it was pretty fun. I don't recall that.
No, I was too young when this came out originally.
Right.
When Venkman mentions the time Spengler tried to drill a hole in his head, and Spengler says, "That would have worked if you had let me keep doing it."
Perfect.
Spengler's response was ad-libbed. That was an ad-lib. That was not a planned line.
Okay. Oh my goodness.
This was the highest grossing comedy film of all time until Home Alone was released in 1990.
My gosh, really?
Yeah.
Oh wow. Oh wow. That's interesting.
The terror dogs that came to life from the top of the building were actually statue designs on an old church in Philadelphia.
Oh, wow.
I thought
Okay.
that was pretty cool.
Yes. I thought that the top of that building was pretty magnificent.
I thought it was kind of interesting to see dogs instead of like gargoyles.
Right.
What are you doing?
I'm tearing this date off of here. Sorry, am I bothering you?
No, I was just wondering.
The dates for our shopping trip.
Oh.
And I don't want to forget to talk about it.
Okay. The firehouse was actually two different firehouses in two different cities. The exterior was in New York City, and the interior was in LA. And the LA firehouse has been used in many movies. It didn't specifically say which movies, it just said a bunch of movies.
All right. Because it was a typical fight. It looked like a what I think in my head a typical firehouse looks like.
Right. The Stay Puft Marshmallow Man suits cost about $20,000 each.
Oh my goodness.
Three of them were made,
Holy cats.
and all of them were destroyed during filming.
Oh my God. Wow.
Lewis, the key master, gets locked out of his apartment on three separate occasions.
I know. Every time you see him, he locks himself out of his apartment. He should wear a necklace with a key on it.
Ivan Reitman voiced the demonic voice of Zool,
Oh.
and somebody named Paddy, Paddi Edwards, voiced Gozer.
Very cool.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. And the last little bit of trivia I have is that Bill Murray only agreed to do this movie if Columbia financed a remake of 1946's The Razor's Edge with him as the star. That was released in 1984 as well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I didn't look up what The Razor's Edge was
Me
because I don't
either.
really care.
Interesting. Oh,
Because we just
dear.
said a Bill Murray movie is a Bill Murray movie is a Bill Murray movie.
We did say that.
Yeah.
And again, these are our opinions.
Yeah.
If you have other opinions, let us know. We'll listen.
Oh, Justin will regale you with how, why he thinks that Bill Murray is like a genius and like one of the best actors of our time. And I'm going to argue with the Bill Murray plays Bill Murray plays Bill Murray. It okay, sure.
But he is funny. I mean, he his face is, it's his face.
I
He can
think
say your hair is on fire and have that face that tells you, oh, it's not really.
that smarminess would get old real fast, though. Like you know,
I do.
just being around that guy for too long would just make you want to punch him.
I like Bill Murray, and I'd like to meet Bill Murray, but only for a minute, I think.
Yeah.
Because I think he thinks a lot of himself, and I don't like to talk to people who think they think a lot of
Yeah.
themselves.
Because I'm going to tell you right now, I don't think about you at all.
Yes, that goes for everybody.
Yeah.
And then, Ray Parker did the theme song.
Yeah, Ray Parker Jr.
Ray Parker Jr., yeah. He started to with the clarinet at age six.
Wow, okay.
Yep. And he played at the house band at the 20 Grand Club in Detroit. He's a Detroit boy.
Oh, okay.
Where the Spinners heard him and took them on their touring band.
Wow,
They
okay.
took the they took him on the touring band. He wrote and recorded his first song at age 16 with Marvin Gaye.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, can you imagine? He,
Well, Motown at that time, Detroit City, yeah.
yep.
Who else was he working with? Berry's or the
All
Gordys?
of them.
Gordy Berry, is that his name? Am I
Barry
on
Gordy.
drugs?
Yes, you are on
Okay.
backward drugs.
Okay.
Barry Gordy.
Barry Gordy.
He was a studio musician for Holland Dozier and Holland.
Oh, wow. Okay, I know who that is.
He was a guitarist for Stevie Wonder. He worked as a side man for Barry White.
Wow.
His first hit was You got the You got the love. Rufus.
Oh.
Rufus featuring Chaka Khan.
Okay.
And Chaka Khan helped him write that song.
Wow. Chaka Khan, who's like 80 years old, looks the same as she did in 1973.
And
She looks
she still
fabulous.
sounds the same, I think, too.
Oh.
For the last time I heard her on TV, she sounded the same.
She looks great.
Yeah. Let's see. That was in 74 with Chaka Khan. He worked with Barry White in 73. 76, he claims that he wrote "You Make Me Feel Like Dancing" for Leo Sayers.
Wow.
But there was, I wouldn't say it was a dispute, but when it came time for credits, the time had passed for him to be credited.
Shit.
Whatever, you know, whatever that, I'm sure that's some kind of, business thing.
Yeah. It's a
And
great song, by the way. I love that song.
well, I like Ray Parker Jr. I like his voice. I like everything he's written.
Don't mind Leo Sayer.
Right. And in around 1977, he started a group called Radio, RayDio, which is an R&B group.
Okay, never heard of him.
Me either, but that was Ray Parker Jr. So I thought that all that stuff was, I mean, he started in Detroit and he played Detroit. It sounds like he played with everybody that was anybody in Detroit.
That's cool as hell.
Yep. And everybody knows the Ghostbusters song.
Oh, everybody has heard it.
Yep.
I for like holidays at work, I play music in the office. On Fridays I play music, but on holidays I'll those days get fit in too. And Ghostbusters is always on the Halloween playlist.
Yep.
It's always there.
Yes. Guess it's ghosts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that that's interesting that he's not credited with the movie, all of the movie music. Other people are, but
No, I saw that Diane Warren had wrote a song for Laura Branigan. Laura Branigan was such a distinct voice in the 80s, and she died of a brain aneurysm.
oh.
She had like taken a few years off and she was getting ready to start putting music back out, and she dropped dead of an aneurysm.
My
Young
gosh.
woman.
Oh my.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Speaking of other big names in the news, I talked to you about David Lynch, and
Yeah.
he revealed that he had emphysema and that he would no longer be directing in person. And I
What's
tried,
that mean?
right, I tried to find out what that meant, and I really couldn't find anything. Except the fact that he is not retiring. He's just not going to work. I guess he's gonna, I don't know how it's gonna work.
Wow.
But how do you direct a movie if you're not right there? But that's what he said, so.
Well, you can do anything virtually anymore. You just set up a,
Right.
screen link.
Right, and now they have robots that move from place to place that, have video screens and cameras on them. So
Yeah.
why not be a virtual person?
Right?
So that was that. I mean,
Yeah, I had heard that and I thought, wow, that's really too bad because he's still, he's an older man, but he's not like decrepit old. And his vision is still very, very crazy. Twin he wrote Twin Peaks' Return, I don't know, maybe 5 or 6 years ago. And I mean it's still very David Lynch, and it was very, very David Lynch. I didn't watch all of it though. We tried to watch it. Justin watched more than I did. I think there was too much going on for me. It was too busy.
Oh,
And I couldn't keep track, and it frustrated me. So I
Yeah,
sweat so
if you're
much.
watching a show and you have to take notes, it's not,
Yeah.
That's not real fun, but I
Because
get
they,
it. I
and
get it.
there was so much happening around the US that just all kind of bled into little things that related back to Twin Peaks, and this is happening because of this, and this is happening over here, and this is happening over here because of this, and it all ties back to this somehow. And I just want to watch a Twin Peaks show.
I understand. I do. I understand.
I wanted Dale Cooper to have some damn fine coffee. I wanted him to have cherry pie. I wanted him to talk to Diane, whoever Diane was.
Yeah.
But
Okay.
yeah, but still, I mean, but if we're talking about how it looked and how it was paced and how, all of that, it was stunning.
Huh?
Regardless of how, me not being able to keep up with the 15 different storylines, it was visually something to see.
Right.
And that's a David Lynch movie.
Right. Right. And I can't say that of too many newer directors, that they have visually stunning things. But they'll come.
I've seen some movies by a director. What's his name? I think it's like Andy Muschietti. He did the It movies,
Huh?
and I think that the It movies were really well shot. I think that they were visually great movies. The only thing about his movies, though, is that the goddamn monster is the star of the fucking movie. And how are you supposed to be scared of the monster when the goddamn monster is standing next to you the whole fucking time?
Oh, no.
It makes me crazy.
You're right. You're right. Oh my goodness.
It makes me mad.
What?
Because he had another movie that was very, very cool to watch. It was called Mama. But the Mama Ghost was in the movie the whole, you saw her most of the time, and it was just, why am I scared of this? Why am I supposed to be scared of this? You're right there.
Yes.
You're not creeping around the background. You're in the foreground. Why am I looking at you? Go into the background and be scary.
Okay. They don't listen to us.
No, and I don't know if that's like a new thing in horror where the ghost is the star of the movie. I hope that doesn't become a real thing because it just bothers the crap out of me.
Right. No, that wouldn't be scary if it's right there and yeah, no.
There was a movie that we were gonna go see and we didn't end up going to the movies. It's called Long Legs. Do you know who directs it?
No.
Osgood Perkins. Do you know who Osgood Perkins is?
Son of Anthony Perkins?
Yes.
Okay. Interesting.
Norman Bates' son.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I don't know. We just figured why spend the money to go see a movie when we could watch any movie we wanted to on our giant television in our jammies.
You know what? That says it all. In our jammies. And you can make popcorn. I
Yeah.
told you can go to the movie theater and buy popcorn to take out.
Yeah.
But you got to plan that.
You gotta go to the movie theater. I mean, if you're there, you might as well go see a movie.
Exactly. I agree
But
with
like,
you.
you can DoorDash that shit.
Right. In your jammies.
Like, how hard is it to just go pop a Pop Secret in your microwave?
Right, and you can get the movie theater kind that has all that butter and salt
Hey.
on it.
It's not enough. It's not the same.
No, it's not. It's not.
The movie theater at Frenchtown, they don't put the butter on for you anymore.
Really? How's
Yeah.
it happen?
They give you a bag of popcorn and over by the pop machines are butter pumps, and you pump your own butter.
Oh
The only
no.
problem with that is that butter is just straight oil and it will ruin your clothing. And it
Oh.
can get messy and they will not give you a second bag.
You need to remember to put a Ziploc in your purse to slide that bag into. Note to self,
Yeah.
Ziploc
Maybe I
in
should
my
just go do
purse.
that right now.
Two Ziplocs in my
Oh,
purse.
I never even thought about that. That's a brilliant idea.
Yep.
Yeah, 'cause you can't use the butter pump without making a huge mess.
Oh, I can imagine. I can imagine it would go everywhere. But oh my God, to control your own butter.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm in heaven
Yeah.
just thinking about it. But I won't go there. You know
No.
that.
Well,
Unless they have ices to go with the butter
oh,
popcorn.
they do.
Oh.
You gotta pour it yourself, but
You can fill it all the way to the top.
yeah, you control your own beverage and your own butter, and it's a
Oh
whole thing now.
my. Oh my goodness. I love it. I may have to start going to theaters.
And at French Town movies, before, 3 o'clock in the afternoon are $5.
Oh my.
So that's why we when we go to movies, it's at like 9 o'clock on a Sunday morning.
Right,
Because
right.
it's for $20, we can get a movie ticket and popcorn and drinks.
And from here to Frenchtown is probably about the same as from here to Levis Park.
Yeah.
So, yeah, why not?
Oh, well, I mean, Franklin Park is just down the street, but I
Well,
told you about the seats at Franklin Park. They're a nightmare. They've changed all their seating to these micro seats that my giant fat ass does not fit in. And to watch a 3 hour movie in a seat like that is going to kill me.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be standing halfway through it.
I know why they're making seats smaller so they can get more people in, but on the other hand,
Our asses
Americans are
are
getting
getting bigger.
bigger. Yeah, I went to the hospital to have a test recently. And in the you go into the little room to tell them all your information. And they had this little tiny chair in there that my butt barely fit. I said, you need to get some big girl seats for in here. And the girl just looked at me like, what? I thought, oh, never mind.
Yeah,
But
okay.
yeah, I mean, we're getting wider.
Yeah.
And those little 11-inch seats don't work.
No. No, that's why we'll never go to the Huntington Center.
Yeah.
That's, they built that beautiful new, venue, and
Right.
who can who first of all, who can sit? Justin is 6'3". How? What?
Right.
My knees were bent up into the chair next in front of me. I,
Right.
his legs aren't as long as mine, but still, he's just as big as I am. So.
I don't understand why seats are getting smaller when we're getting bigger.
I don't get it.
And if you're charging to for me to sit down, I won't go there. I won't pay you to sit down
Absolutely not.
if I can't fit. And I think that's a lot of people think that.
Yeah.
Unless you're a Swiftie and you intend to stand for $1,000 a seat. Or
My
whatever.
friend Julia is a Swiftie.
Oh dear.
She went to go see Taylor in Detroit,
Oh
and
my.
she said that tickets were $1 billion.
Yeah. Yeah.
She said that she had to bargain in order to get those tickets, and those tickets were going to be her birthday, Valentine's Day, Christmas,
Yeah.
every Hallmark holiday in between That was her birthday. That was her year's worth of presents.
Yeah, I don't understand. And I don't think any of these artists are worth that kind of money. I don't care how important you think you are. That kind of stuff is ridiculous. And especially for the fact that we know that all those tickets are bought by bots and then resold at a gigantic price. I don't get it. I don't get the whole thing.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I just maybe it's just because me of who I am as a human being, but like I don't like anybody. Like there was a band that was going on tour with a band that I like a lot that was going on tour with a band that I enjoy what I hear, but I'm not gonna, sit down and listen to their whole discography. They were coming to Detroit, and I was like, oh, I would go see that. I would go see both of those bands together. But it was over $100 a ticket. That was the starting point. And I was just like, I don't like anybody enough to spend that kind of money. And then the cost of gas to drive up there, and then the cost of parking. The risk of getting mugged on the street, and
Going
then,
back to the parking lot.
and then it just, and then to buy a drink at the venue, I just, that's like a $500 day now.
Plus, it's the entire day. It's not just a couple of hours at the venue. It's the entire day.
Yeah, and I just
Although, driving to Detroit is nothing for
no,
us. That's
but
nothing. But it's an entire day. You're right.
it's just a whole lot for, and the reward is would be cool, but I mean, is it that cool? Is it that cool?
You got to think of stuff like that. So interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. No, I went and saw Josh Gates and I paid money to sit on, but that was pretty cool. But it was a church pew. It wasn't a seat. And thank God, three people didn't show up, so we got to stretch out.
Nice. Well, we went and saw Henry Rollins do spoken word at Mommy Indoor, and that was really cool. And he talked for an hour and a half before we had to get up and start moving, because it was real late at night. Well, for us it was really for an average person, 10 o'clock is nothing, but for us it was like 4 in the morning. But it was a movie theater seat, and it was great. We sat in the very last row, and we still could see him very well. We could hear him well, and it was great. And that was only $30 a ticket. That was great.
I haven't been in there since they've remodeled, but I remember when it was just a theater. It
Yeah.
was a nice place.
Uh-huh. It's real small, like the foyer is real small.
You go through the door in the foyer and you're in the theater.
Yeah.
There's no hallway between. Well, I mean, it was an old vaudeville stage. It probably only sits a couple of thousand people. Probably not even that many. But yeah, since they remodeled it, I have not been in there. And I know they do movies every single day. They do movies. But there's a lot of other stuff that does go on there. It's still a very popular
Yeah,
place.
you can rent it out for, screenings of whatever movie you want to watch. You can rent it out. You can rent like the basement out for parties. You can rent the theaters out for parties. I know somebody that had like a wedding reception there.
My goodness, wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah, I thought it was cool looking. But yeah, I've been to a party in the basement and we had a good time.
Nice, nice. Yeah, it is not a big place. It's just on the corner there of a very two very very busy roads. They really only have a tiny parking lot. You have to park it, across the street from there.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a lot of people go there for a lot of things.
Yeah.
So yay, nice. Good for you, mommy.
Yeah. They got to make their money somehow.
Absolutely.
Since that sewer thing went up in
Ay,
flames.
ay, ay.
I can't
Oh
believe
my
they tried
gosh.
that.
And and people are talking that they're going to have to spend 10, 20, $30,000 to get their sewer fixed. What the hell is wrong with their sewer that it's going to cost that much?
That every house has to pay that
What
much.
do they got? A couple of paper straws from their house to the street?
I don't know. I don't know. But apparently this is like 40 years of mismanagement, and
Yeah.
like this is what's happening. And now that whole thing has gone up in flames, the people that have actually done it are like, well, what the fuck happens to
What?
us?
Yeah.
We complied. What are you going to do for us now?
Right. Right. That's just it. But I can't even imagine why someone's going to have to pay $20,000 to have their sewers fixed when they've had the sewer for 60 years.
Yeah.
I don't understand. I don't understand the whole thing.
There's something. Wilson's dad was trying to explain it, and I was only half paying attention. But there's something about how there's like the storm sewer and the sanitary sewer, and how they're different things, but in some places they're kind of the same thing. And I think what he was trying to say was that mommy's is kind of the same thing.
Well, years and years ago in Toledo, they told you couldn't have your eaves troughs drain into the sewer any longer. And people had to just close up their eaves trough holes that went into the sewer. I mean, is it that simple? But no, not if it's the sanitary sewer and the storm sewer.
Yeah, it's something about both.
Oh. Yeah, because that's emptying directly into the Maumee, which is a bad thing. So, but like you said, this has been going on for a long time. Why now all of a sudden? And then the flim-flam way they passed it through the city council, that's what pisses people off the most.
Oh, yeah.
Why did the mayor and the city council think that that would fly?
Yeah.
So now they're finding better things to do
I
this.
had read one article, and somebody from city council was like, well, you didn't want it, so we got rid of it. What do you want from us? And it was just like, okay, first of all, calm down. You're supposed to be in charge. Second of all, if you're gonna take that tone with me, I'm gonna have that tone with you right back, and you're not gonna like what I have to say to you. And I don't understand why you feel the need to antagonize the entire city.
Not just antagonize, alienate.
Yeah.
They just turned everybody the wrong way.
Yeah. So have fun at election time talking to people like that.
But people are sheep. They're going to vote those same people right back in.
I don't know, man. When shit like that happens, you have to set a clear message. And I know there's a lot. I know there's too many sheep out there to send anybody clear messages anymore, but whatever.
I know. I know.
Kamala Harris picked a running mate. That was pretty
Oh,
cool.
yes. And
Every time I read something about this guy, I like him a little bit
yeah,
more.
I think Donald Trump's the only guy that don't like him. He seems like every man,
Yeah. Yeah. The stuff that's going around the internet, the big dad energy. It's so funny to me.
He speaks clearly. He speaks, I think he kind of speaks to every person.
Right.
I've liked what I've heard.
And JD Vance is like, oh, well, I went to Iraq, and Tim Walz got out of going to Iraq, boo hoo. And I was just like, he retired. He retired honorably after 20 plus years of service.
Why, what's
What?
bad about that?
You can do that, right?
Yeah.
What?
Well, I don't think J.D. Vance knows that. I
Don't think he knows anything.
No.
He opens his mouth and puts his foot right in it. I don't know what that man is doing. I don't know if he's playing a long con on Donald Trump. I don't know what he's doing, but he is talking crazy. And I
Yep.
hope the people that are on the fence are paying attention to him and are like, we need to back away from this man
Yeah.
and everything he stands for.
Yeah.
And then, oh my God, it was so funny. He had said that stuff about childless women
Yeah,
and our bitter old cat ladies that
yeah.
aren't worth anything. His wife made the clarification in a magazine. Did you see what her clarification
She,
was?
no, I heard that she was on, she made a public address about clarifying that.
Clarification was he wasn't talking about women that struggle with fertility issues. He was talking about women like me who have chosen not to have children.
Well,
And apparently choosing not to have children for whatever reason makes you psychotic, deranged,
right, and out of complete touch with
abhorrent.
the American way.
Yeah, I'm sorry, what?
Excuse me?
Ever any valid to have or not have children is a valid reason.
Right, that's a personal decision. That's nobody's idea of anything. That's a personal
That is
decision.
my right as an American
Yeah.
to be able to make that decision.
Right. But to have your wife come out and clarify it, excuse me.
To have your wife come out and clarify it, to make
And
it even
almost made it
worse.
worse. I'm surprised he lets her wear pants.
Oh
You know,
my
I
God.
saw her and she had a little pantsuit on. I thought, geez, I'm surprised he lets her wear pants.
I can't. I can't. And his
No.
whole Appalachian shit. Dude, you are from the suburbs of Cincinnati. There's nothing
Right.
Appalachian about Cincinnati, Ohio. Nothing.
Yeah. I think he's completely out of touch with average Joe, average American.
Every time he opens his mouth, it's just something psychotic. There was a like he was in Wisconsin trying to buddy up to the everyman.
Yeah.
And the question asked of him was just like, why would somebody why should the everyman voter want to sit down with you and have a beer? And his answer that he kind of stumbled out was, I like beer. Okay.
Well,
Do you like the taste? What beer do you like? Are you an IPA man? You're probably an IPA man.
oh my goodness. I like beer.
What the fuck does that even mean?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I when it was announced that he was the vice presidential candidate, I thought, why? Why? You know, I know the those other guys were, ridiculous, but this guy's even worse.
Why?
I'm from Ohio.
I have lived my entire life in Ohio.
Me
I
too.
will continue to live my entire life in Ohio. I will probably die in Ohio. What?
Exactly.
Huh?
I know. I know.
Toledo is a major metropolitan area. There. What?
Oh, I don't know. I guess we're Appalachian too, because we're from Ohio.
Do you know it's Appalachian?
Yeah.
Not Appalachian.
I know. It's the Appalachian
It's
Mountains.
the Appalachian.
Appalachian. Okay.
Not E. I didn't know
Mountains
that.
of Ohio.
Well, that's only been kind of explained recently, and I try to keep it in my mind that that's how they want it to be
Okay.
said. That's how I'll say it that way. I don't
All right.
care.
Appalachian.
Appalachia. La.
Appalachian.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I
Weird.
get it.
Yeah, we've been calling it Appalachian for 100 billion years.
Right.
You know, I'm learning new stuff every day.
Well, at least we try. We try to learn stuff every day and we
Yeah.
try to say it the correct way.
Yeah.
Oh my. Just seems to be getting worse.
Everything is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
But the Republicans are really afraid of Tim Walz, and I'm really happy about that.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm glad too.
And Trump isn't doing himself any favors, talking shit about Kamala Harris.
Nope.
You know, oh, is she Indian? Oh, is she black? Is she Indian? Is she
Right.
black? You know, for a long time she was Indian, and now all of a sudden she's black, and it's just like, what is it? You know that you can be both, right?
Right.
You know that's a thing, right? And it doesn't fucking matter.
No. Well, and two, he makes fun of her name. He pronounces it wrong. She start calling him Donnie. That would be funny.
I don't know if I'm saying it right, but
I
is
think
it
it's
Kamala
Kamala.
or
Yes.
is it Kamala?
Gosh, now I don't know.
Is it Kamala, like Pamela? Or is it Kamala? I'm not sure, and I hope whichever way I'm saying it is the correct way
Right. Well, I'm gonna have to pay attention.
when they say it on the news.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't watch the news. I just read it. And my brain makes up whatever I want to say.
Well, he didn't even say it like that, you know. He calls it, he says Kamala and, you know, stuff like that. And I think, dude, you know what? You're petty.
Oh, 100%. If we haven't learned that by now, then we don't know nothing about nothing.
Right. Right. Correct. But yeah, so yeah, well, we'll see. They are going to debate. Did you see that on
I
the news?
saw that. I was a little surprised.
Me too.
Because, you know, he spent all that time making fun of Joe Biden and his stutter and his kind of doddering off-trackedness.
Yeah,
But
he apparently hasn't heard her speak.
she is not easily flappable.
She speaks forcefully and clearly.
And she's not going to sit there and roll her eyes and say, "Shut up, man." She's just going to look at you with that look
Right, like,
that says, "I am talking and I will continue to talk and you will listen."
right. We'll see. That might be one that I watch.
Yeah.
Well, probably not.
I'll watch the highlights.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Yeah, crazy. It's crazy stuff.
It's all crazy.
I know. So, well, doesn't the Democratic convention start this week?
I don't know.
We'll
Is it
see.
this week or next
Crazy.
week?
We'll see craziness come out of that, I think.
Well, I think Joe Biden played it the coolest way he could have played it and waited until the RNC was done and they spent all that money to try and wreck his reputation,
Right.
and then he stepped back and put Kamala ahead of him and was just like, "Who are you gonna pick on now?
Right.
You really gonna?" And then when I saw that Joe Biden had stepped back, there was an article on the AP about how the GOP was in a big hurry to tell all their members, you know, like, Let's not talk about the race thing. Let's not talk about her being a woman. Let's not, let's keep the racism and the sexism at a minimum, because we don't want to be those guys. And Donald Trump's just like, black chick,
If she is black.
Indian chick, black chick, whoever this bitch is.
Right.
It can't get any more ridiculous.
Oh, I know. I fear for the future. I fear for the future if that's all we've got to look forward to, his type of Republican.
Yeah, those people are all crazy.
Yeah, seems to be. But who are we?
Yeah.
We know we're crazy. See, there's the difference. We know we're crazy. They don't know they're crazy.
They don't know they're wrong either.
Right. That is correct. That is correct.
All this Project 2025 stuff, it's scary. It's
Oh my
real scary.
gosh.
Every time you hear something more about it, it's just like,
Right. Right. And there's another one, and I can't think of what it is, but there's something else coming up in the background that's going to be even more frightening, I think.
Oh boy, even more frightening than 2025.
Yeah, so we'll see.
Oh boy. Okay. Is it nuclear war? I mean, is that the last bastion of awfulness?
I think if Donald Trump has his way with his buddy, Putin, I think that might be what's coming up. That might be what's coming up. Oh well. But what's the world gonna look like if we don't give arms to countries that need arms to protect themselves from Putin? Oh well.
Right.
We'll see.
Oh, that was another thing that Donald Trump said about Kamala Harris. She doesn't like Jewish people. Her husband is Jewish. She celebrates Hanukkah.
Oh. Wow.
It's because she didn't give the business to Benjamin Netanyahu. She was afraid of him, and it was just like, well, I don't think she's afraid of anybody, first of all.
No, uh-uh.
And what?
Wow. I wonder if Donald Trump reads the paper.
I don't know if he
Does
knows
he
how to
watch
read.
the news?
He watches Fox News.
Oh, well, there's the answer right there. Fox News is not news. Fox talk show.
But they have anchors.
Okay.
That's a lady at work, but they have anchors. I said I could put on a new show at my desk right now and be the anchor. Would you believe me? And she was just like, oh.
Do you know that anchors are really just people who are trained to read the news? They're called actors.
Right. Right. If you know how to read a teleprompter really good, you can do the news.
I don't think in this day and age, anchors are newsmen any longer.
No, they haven't been for a long time.
Right. Right. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Yes, I could do a new. We do a new show.
I mean, we're doing it right now.
We're talking about news. Talked about Haunted Halloween and David Lynch's health. We're news people.
Yeah. Last time we talked about Dr. Ruth being 115 in 1985, even though she was 96 when she died this year.
Yes.
Yeah,
Yes. Anything that's fit to be news, we're
we're
talking
talking
about it.
about it.
Yes. Ow.
Is he stabbing you?
Yeah, he's trying to get comfortable and using his toenails
Oh.
through my thin jeans.
Yep, he loves to do that.
But that's okay. He's such a sweet baby. Mr. Ash is laying on my leg, relaxing while we are talking.
Yeah, and Tallulah has calmed down immensely.
She has. Thank
The
goodness.
movie was riling her up.
It was. It's the surround sound, that vibration that she feels. She's got four paws that are feeling the beat.
Yeah.
But she's so pretty.
She is.
Our sweet little Tallulah.
She's a giant turkey, though.
I know. I know. But she's so sweet, and Mr. Ash is so fine.
Yeah. Well, have we said our piece on Ghostbusters?
I think we have. I enjoyed the movie. I
Good.
will. I have seen it many times. I will probably see it again.
Okay. Would you watch a sequel?
I don't know. You know, I really like this movie, so I don't know. Doesn't it say it all here?
Stay Puft comes back.
Well, he's the monster. So he has to come back. You know, and I know there's plenty of other ghosts to be had. No, I probably wouldn't watch a sequel. Would you? You have.
Oh, of course, I've seen the sequel.
What's the one now? The
Frozen Empire.
Frozen Empire, yeah. Is that another dimension?
I don't know. I don't really care.
Oh, well. Okay. Yeah, we said our piece.
Yeah, okay. We're gonna watch Batman from 1989.
Is it called The Batman?
No, it's called Batman.
Just Batman.
Yeah. And Tim
Okay.
Burton directed it. Michael Keaton starred in it.
Okay. Sounds exciting.
Jack Nicholson starred in it.
Okay. I'm ready.
Yeah. That's gonna be fun to talk about because the way Jack Nicholson looks is based on a movie from like the early 30s, the late 20s, starring Conrad Veidt. I like Conrad Veidt.
Okay.
So
So I need to do a little research on the Joker.
yeah.
Okay.
Jack Nicholson's Joker.
All right.
Because Jack Nicholson's Joker is played way differently than Heath Ledger's Joker,
Right,
than
right.
any, but then Cesar Romero's Joker.
Right.
I'm trying to think who else has played the Joker. I think that's it.
Right. Okay, we could do that. It'll be fun.
Yeah, we'll have fun with it.
Different for me.
Yeah.
I've never seen any of those.
Really?
None of them. No.
Wow,
No,
okay.
Batman on TV was the I've seen Batman on TV. I remember that when I was a kid. So it'll be different for me.
Okay.
All right.
We'll have fun with it.
We will.
All right. On that note, we'll see you in a couple weeks.
Bye.
Bye.